hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that? 98 KUPD.
All right, it's just about that time to replay the Guadalupe Squares from Friday, which was supposed to be the introduction of Joe Biden into the squares. But prior to doing the entire thing, I started to do our great friend Jay Grudentag, our listener who has people fooled. Sounds just like Jay Gruden to us, so we've made the character of Jay Grudentag. Says man all the time. Well, Biden's impression, man comes out all the time.
Yeah.
So when you combo Jay Grudentag before you're going to introduce the Biden, she just took over. It happens every once in a while where it's like, damn it, the trigger word is the same, and I've got this one locked in. So my brain decided to make it grow. But it actually worked out nicely. President Gudentag isn't such a bad thing. But it's a Monday. We don't feel like doing much. Easter took it out of us. So it's time now on a Monday. You do what you did Friday and you act busy. You just get a bunch of stuff from Friday and pretend. Front butt's in the squares. She's wearing out her welcome rather quickly. A lot of people were doing front butt to me Friday night at Mavericks. I'm like, all right, that's enough.
And front butt is posted. Our animation is posted on Instagram and on Facebook, so you can check out what we're kind of talking about.
What's his name?
Fernando.
Fernando is an artist who drew a rendering of what he assumes front butt probably looks like. And he has done an amalgamation of what most guys in radio have run into in their years after meeting a front butt.
Yep.
Because radio stations all across the country have a front butt. They've got a lady that tries to assault you with sexuality over the air, and then you meet her, and she is a mountain of a woman. And it's true with men, too. But we don't – technically, dudes can never go on the air and go, how you ladies doing tonight? We're not trying to have sex with the people listening on the radio. For some reason, girls on the radio always think that it's best to be provocative and titillating and try to – instead of just being normal. They're like, oh, no.
It's worked.
Well, it's worked in a way of, like, fooling you. And then when you meet him.
Yeah,
and
theater of the mind.
Yeah, it's all theater of the mind. But it's not anymore with the interwebs.
No.
Radio's always been for ugly people. But everybody remembers the first time they saw Casey Kasem my age. Everybody remembers, that's Casey Kasem? That amazing voice? You pictured some, you know, back in the, you pictured somebody like, man, Wolfman Jack fit his voice. Like, you pictured Wolfman Jack when you saw Wolfman Jack. There's the drawing of front butt is 100% accurate.
The missing tooth,
a full
and the pizza.
Big mouth, too much makeup, and just large.
Front Look at the butt. Roll hanging over
David
the console
Lee.
There.
David Lee, the guy that money at KUPD. Yeah. You're like, wow, that guy.
You're thinking a lumberjack's coming
Five,
in here.
5'6", 118 Hardcore. Pounds, soaking wet, old. Cool. Nice to meet you, John. Nice to meet you, David. No way!
I've been doing this station for over 40 years.
I know. That makes you like 80.
Would you mind passing the salt?
I'm like, no, not at all. We're at lunch.
I'm going to have the number 3 meal with a large fry and my Wrangler jeans.
Yeah, that guy sounds like that. And they always do the thing about the in a world. That dude didn't look his part at all.
What's his name? LaFontaine.
Don LaFontaine, yeah. The king of all of it.
In a world.
And that guy was average to normal looking. None of those people looked right. But that's the point of this whole
thing.
Don't
drive if you're meeting David Lee for lunch. Never drive.
Why?
He just tells you to run over that car, crush that car.
Crush that car like there's no tomorrow, and then get out and kiss the tarmac. Let's get some lunch where kids eat free.
Yeah, he don't look like that.
Not at all. That's Don LaFontaine.
Yeah.
He's dead now. And those are pictures after he became in a world guy.
Oh, really?
So he kind of started to play up the face and the look. When he was just normal Don LaFontaine, he had just kind of a normal hair and all that. And he shaved his head and he looks kind of tough.
In a world.
And David Lee is just not the guy you'd picture at all. Not even a little bit. I met him once. Super nice guy. Just skinny, normal. But pipes for miles.
Oh,
the
man.
Dude's just loaded up with them. So what are you going to do?
Not
I just don't imagine that you could just like growl that and go, I need to do this for a living. The best thing is like sometimes you'll listen to the Westwood One National. Like if you're on the road and there's a good football game on, you're missing Monday Night Football. And he's the guy in between.
Westwood One and Monday Night Football brought to you by Wrangler Jeans.
He's like so angry about it all. It's awesome.
I was back in Kentucky one time on a trip, and I heard, I was just flipping through the radio stations, and WT by blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, what the
There's
hell?
David.
Yeah.
I was in San Luis Obispo.
Slow. and easy.
Oh.
You're in San Luis Obispo.
I'm like, all right, David Lee's yelling at me here, too. He's got all sorts of places.
Occasionally they match up. Like I would say, Jeffrey Holder.
Yeah, I think that's because you saw him before, though. Like he was in commercials. I think if you hadn't seen Jeffrey Holder, you'd have pictured something else. Although.
I don't know. I mean,
buddy.
I know.
This guy sounds pretty big, bald and black.
That's how I'd picture it. I think.
I think you're right. I think maybe a bright white suit holding a 7-Up.
Yeah.
Feeling a little strange about the way the boys make me feel. 95.5, The Coyote.
He came to the studio once and everybody flipped out.
Yeah.
When he came down to Coyote, down when we worked down in that building. And Jeffrey Holder's coming. Jeffrey Holder's coming. Because he was the voice of our jazz station.
Yeah. He was a 7-Up guy, too, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Never had it, never will.
The voodoo guy in Live and Let Die, yep. The James Bond.
Oh, that's right.
So we knew him before, so his voice, that might have tainted it a little bit. When he came in the building.
Hello, how are you all?
That's him, man. That's just, he just get a mic, they put it in front of him, goes
95.5, KYOT.
There you go. Here's $100,000.
Thank you. Goodbye. I'm going to spend this on lubricant and young boys.
And he did. And he did. You didn't have to tell us what you'd spend it on. Bye.
I told you anyway. Look out, buttholes of Phoenix. Here comes Jeffrey.
He took care of some boys. Evidently. That's the rumor. Don't care. He's gone now, so. Spread those rumors about the dead. I think that's part of living.
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to do that. Anyway, it's your Guadalupe replay with Front Butt and President J. It's 98.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.